Cheer up, man. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on. Always look on the bright side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
I'm trying to hear that. Records available in the foyer. Someone's got to live as well, right? Who do you think pays for this rubbish?
Always look on the
money back, you know? I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Well, 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 it's November the 9th, 2017, Thor's Day. Yeah, Thor's Day. And this is Terrible Tommy in the bunker right here on the left coast. Let's see if we can dig up some new crap today. Can't just keep doing old crap. We got to do new crap some days. I see the Great White Father is still over there in slant-eyed land. Trying to make a deal for Trump Incorporated, probably. You know, the old white father, he's saying he's going to change the economic system here and straighten it out and give the middle class a break. Where in the hell is the middle class at? I don't think there's much middle class left. If you can't live a year on your savings without more money coming in, you're not middle class. You're down here in the poor section. Maybe I'm in the upper poor. No, I'm in the middle poor. Sometimes I think I'm all the way down to bottom, man. I'm going to send you a video of what happened in Canada back in the early 90s when John and my son and I got tossed in the slammer. Yeah, the Don Jail, the oldest jail in Canada. Goes back into the 1800s. We had fun. We turned a... Well, we laughed our ass off. Had a lot of fun, you know. was only in there for 5 days. That's probably why we were laughing our ass off. But when you see this thing, what a circle jerk it was when we went up there and they were supposed to arrest us at the border, John and I. Yeah, they were supposed to arrest us. We went sailing right on through, embarrassed the shit out of the Canadian government. So they had to do something. So they said, well, we can do this. He's not going to commit any crimes while he's up here, even though that's the law that they arrested us under, that people who are likely to commit crimes. Jeez, what a catch-all law that was. Yeah, and so they said, well, now we got him, we'll deport him as an undesirable, and then he never can come back. So I've been in love with the Canadians ever since. Costs money to go into Canada. Even to go fishing up there costs money. Hell with that. I'm glad they deported me. But I told you before, the funny part of that is when they released us and were going to take us to Buffalo to go across the border, they had three or four SWAT vehicles fully armed behind us, and we were in the car in the front with two detectives, two of them that actually were involved in arresting us. But what they didn't know was that I had a tiny recorder, and when they released us from jail, they gave me that recorder back. And I got those two detectives talking about how they hated the Negroes and all their drugs and all their crap. And I recorded it all. And then I called back to the main office of CSIS, which is like the FBI in Canada. I played it back to them. I said, now, don't mistreat my friends up there. I'm going to release this to the press. But as long as you keep your mouth shut, I'll keep my mouth shut. And after that, we didn't have too much trouble up there in Canada. When we came into the Buffalo port of entry to be deported out of there, they couldn't figure out what was going on. The American immigration people couldn't figure out what the hell is going on. You got these three fully loaded, armed SWAT guys behind you. You must have robbed a bank or murdered somebody. Then they found out we really had done nothing. They laughed their ass off. Grant Bristow, who was being investigated in this documentation, he ended up draining the swamp for $250,000 as a snitch and an informant. And they didn't achieve anything. No one ever got arrested for anything serious at all. He went out west there in Ontario and bought him a real nice house. I guess he's still living in it. That's funny as hell. The system is so fucked up, both in the United States and Canada, or wherever you go. Most systems are screwed up. They can't do anything right. They lose all the time, and if you're reasonably intelligent, you can make them look like fools. Unfortunately, most of the right wing cannot do that, and so they come off looking better, the government that is, than they should. CSIS up there in Canada was tracking all these guys that were in the Heritage Front organization, which was racial and right-wing and probably conservative type. They're trying to find stuff they were doing, bad stuff. All they could ever find them doing was maybe throwing rocks or calling people and telling them they were assholes and stuff like that. Never a major crime. So they spent all that money, and Grant Bristow got all that money and went off into the sunset. You'll enjoy this documentation. Here we got another story here about the crazy-ass Jewish Nazi. The Jewish Neo-Nazi, How a Former Skinhead Became an Anti-Racism Advocate. John Daly was an officer in a major neo-Nazi group, but once his religious secret was discovered, white supremacists almost succeeded in killing him. Wow. These stories about guys converting out of being a skinhead or a racist into being an anti-racist, they're all bullshit stories from the ADL. John Daly got into the neo-Nazi skinhead movement in the usual way, like most recruits. He was young, a young man, feeling angry and vulnerable in his little hometown of Ocala, Florida, in the late 80s. Getting to know these guys, skinheads, I felt like I had a sense of belonging, and I felt like I had people who would help me, protect me, should I so need it. And with jocks in a small town, you need it, he said at an interview. More than once, I had cars stop, guys get out, and just beat me up on the side of the road. I was trying out the facade. That made Daly typical, but he is a rare outlier for two reasons. The first is that he got out of an organized white supremacy clean and now pursues anti-racism advocacy, including a speaking tour of Canada that begins this week in Halifax. The other, more brazenly or bizarrely, is that he is devoutly Jewish, and after his religious secret was discovered and his fellow neo-Nazis almost succeeded in killing him, he moved to Israel, where he lives today, in Ashkelon, near the Gaza border, with all the rest of those Jewish Nazis. You know, a lot of those Russians came out of Russia into Israel, and now they're Nazis and neo-Nazis. At first, this contradiction in terms Jewish neo-Nazi was not so glaringly obvious. In fact, Daly first joined a subgroup of skinheads who were opposed to racism, and motivated more by generalized anger and social discontent and a love for drunken brawling than racist ideology, like a clique for people who did not fit in as a rocker, a jock, or a redneck. Wow. He told them he was Jewish, that he was not interested in joining, but then one guy lifted his shirt, showing him a tattoo of a black and white hand cracking a swastika in two, and said, "No, that's cool. We're not anti-race. We're anti-racist, man." It was by him showing me that I was like, "All right, these guys are safe." There were a dozen subgroups of skinheads at the time, he said, including communists, gays, blacks, some of them engaged in blood feud with the racist skins. The whole goal really is, bottom line, to fight. It would not be the first time someone showed him a tattoo on the down low, like a secret handshake. Wow. Over time, bigger players in the subculture would come to Ocala. I personally never heard of what was going on in Ocala, and expect Daly and his friends to do the song and dance, to play along with the rituals of overt neo-Nazi hatred. Then a violent rivalry forced him to formally join the hardcore racist skinheads. And once he did, he says he came to realize he had closeted supporters all around, in the police force and in his neighborhood. Quote, "I was afraid, and I did not know who to turn to," he said. "I remember going to things at the local park, having adults walk past, lift up their sleeve, and have a tattoo of a swastika, and saying, 'Keep up the fight,' and you're like, 'This is a grown man with kids, out on some holiday like 4th of July, and this is somebody who's supporting us.' Well, since those skinheads are not around anymore, I assume they all joined the Donald Trump party. all along as he marched brazenly in jack boots and shirts with the images of Hitler, Daley knew the peril he was in. Gang membership is only empowering until they turn on you. He was now an officer of a major neo-Nazi group, and he started keeping a diary in anticipation of his own murder. In the interview, he recalls the irony that once rumors of his Jewishness got out, he was one of the anti-racist skins who let the others know where he lived. Oh. In the fall of 1990, senior members of the white supremacist American Front came knocking at his home, and rather than let them in to see signs of his family's Judaism or expose his brothers to their menace, he went along in their car to a party at Daytona Beach. It was a setup. They tried to get him drunk and then jumped him. He has described it as a booty party. A barrage of kicks to the body and the head as they shouted, "Die, Jew boy, die!" They held him underwater and left him for dead, expecting to be able to claim their spiderweb tattoos, which signify murder. Wow. The next morning, a ranger kicked him off the beach, assuming he was drunk, and he drove himself to a hospital. In time, some of his attackers took plea deals, but the leader, Richard Myers, who I never heard of either, gave a Hitler salute in court and was convicted of attempted murder and other crimes. Today, as he starts a speaking tour of North America, paid well, with a movie newly made about him, Escape from Room 18, Daley reflects on the resurgence of white nationalism in the United States. But other than urging young people to ask for help, he is reluctant to draw grand political conclusions from his personal experience. There's nothing I can tell you now, because the retroactively going back 27 years in the past to say, okay, this is what you should have done, is impossible, and it's not a way to live. I've come to terms with what I've had to go through. And I'm a fear for my life, man. I'm quite happy with what I had to go through. I've traveled all over the world telling this story and being paid. And that is something that's phenomenal. I gladly would have gone down to the beach and get beaten that night had I known what would take place in the long run. Yeah, I've got a lot of money in the bank. Yeah, I'm over here in Israel. Now I'm conning the Israelis. That's the end of that crap. There's a whole bunch of these guys running around. They're sported around by all these groups, and they're paid good money. And I don't think they make a damn bit of difference myself. Most of the people they talk to would never become active in anything racial at all, because they're cowards. Well, they might get involved with the neo-Bolsheviks. Now, this next tape, I don't know whether you'll be able to hear it very well, but this was Ross Perot. Remember Ross Perot when he ran for president? Well, he called up and he talked to John Metzger, my son, on the radio. So let's listen to what they said. You'll have to strain your ears.
Yeah, this is John Metzger. Who's this?
This Ross Perot down here in Texas.
Oh,
I got here some nasty stuff you've been saying about me down here in Texas, and I want to get some things straight with you.
Well, what's the problem you have with it?
Well, first of all, you said I was somehow connected to Morris Deans, and I was wondering about that. I don't think I know this guy. Tell me about this guy, will
you? Well, you should. You guys funded a big Jewish community center down there in Texas a couple years ago.
Hey, what are you spreading around here? Trying to get that information out on that Myerson guy, my friend, my buddy?
Yeah, all these right-wingers and even a couple racists are falling into the trap of voting for a jerk like you, and and you promoted non-whites and...
Look here, you pipsqueak, I got $8 billion. I got $8 billion I can buy and sell you, and I want to tell you something. I got some great plans for America. You want to hear one?
Well, just keep it brief.
Well, we're going to get rid of all this drunk driving, isn't it? You know how we're going to do that, get rid of this drunk driving?
No, tell me.
We got a new plan. We're going to keep the bars open all night long. That way they never go out on the highway. How do you like that, huh?
Well, I tend to agree with you on that one.
Well, look now, I'm doing pretty good in the polls, but if you keep spreading this stuff around about my Jewish connections, what am I going to do?
Hey, look, you know, you try to push your weight around us, but we've had multi-millionaires themselves try to go after us, like Morris Dean, the ADL, and even the United States government, and they can't knock us down and keep us down, so why am I afraid of some guy like you with a few billions?
Well, another thing I'm really pissed off about, and that's the fact you spread around, I look like Alfred E. Newman. Yeah, Alfred E. Newman from Mad Comic Book. Well, that's crazy. I'm a good Christian man. I'm a good Christian man.
There you go, good. Well, if you don't like Alfred E. Newman, I always thought the comics were funny. You sure look like him to me.
Now, also, you've been spreading around this stuff that I made most of my money off government contracts and all that kind of stuff.
That's true, too.
You're saying Mark Dees or something. Where you tangle with my Jew boys?
Hey, I know a lot of...
I got some good Texas Jew boys here. They'll really clean your clock, war.
Yeah, well, I got a few Texas friends down there, too. So just watch yourself, bro.
Well, if you don't back off and quit putting out this wallpaper, could I offer you some money?
No money.
How about $1 million? Will we get back off for that?
No, but I tell you what, why don't you go after Dees with your money and destroy him and the ADL?
Oh, look, I ain't got no more time to talk to you. I'm on a roll here, and I got to get out in the field and get some more votes here. So I want to say, look, you got to change your ways, boy. I'm going to have somebody do you in.
Yeah, well, we see through your whole campaign. Well, we're not voting for any politician, so don't try to suck up to us or trying to buy us off. So next time you call, just keep it even briefer. We don't want to hear any more.
Well, we're going to get all those little old ladies going to come after you, boy. I'll tell you, they're really for me, and those little old ladies going to come after you, and you better watch your ass.
Yeah, well, you watch yours.
Hey, Boots. Hey, look, you. I come up there in California. You know I own half of Southern California, and I've got the black people on my side now, too, so I'm getting out of here. You go by. I'm going back to the field now.
Go to hell, Russ.
That was a pretty piss poor recording, but I hope you understood it. But we did a lot of funny stuff over the years, and that was an interview call from Ross Perot when he was running for president. Probably most of you have forgotten him by now. You know, before there was computers, it was phone machines. That's all we had was a bare telephone or phone machines, and we had phone machines all over the place. So I've got quite a few of these tapes around from people calling in. I'm going to play one for you. There's some interesting things on here.
Yeah, Terrible Tommy. I was watching a special last night on A&E. Supposed to be about that gang of hobos called the Freight Train Riders of America. They're supposedly a gang of white hobos, and they're, supposed to be white power and all this, and they're accusing them of all these murders they committed, and then they found out, I guess, they filmed it over a couple of years, and when they caught that wetback that was riding the rails, who was a serial killer, they found that a lot of those murders were actually committed by that mestizo who supposedly was caught on the border here. But the real truth is, over here in El Paso, that they tried to give it the credit to a Texas Ranger, but actually the guy's family turned him in for the reward is the real truth. So all that Texas Ranger did was receive him on the damn bridge, one of the bridges over here going across to Mexico. But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny because that whole hour show, almost three quarters of it was dedicated to attacking them. I ain't got no use for no fucking bums, but, you know, since they were white and supposedly white power, they tried to make them all 15,000 members, which I doubt seriously, and try to blame all those murders on them, and most of them were actually that fucking mestizo chili bean wetback. Good day, Mr. Tommy.
Bye. So your trip across America in its darkening landscape. I heard that Brad Pitt, after he was kissing up to the niggers in Africa, he came down with a case of viral meningitis. So I guess the gods are a little pissed off with him, and rightfully so. What a jerk! Did you hear about Roman Polanski, the little Jew boy film director? It seems that his shiksa wife Sharon Tate. I mean, she was barely dead. He's already putting the move on a bunch of other little shiksas, stewardesses and models. Those Jewish guys are such oversexed, neurotic perverts. Where do I sign up? Thanks.
Being a complete idiot, a dangerous idiot, I'm starting to think that he's also a fag, because I understand that him and that fat, effeminate queer, Carl Rove, have a long history together. They go back a long way, and they have little secret baby talk they use with each other, and they're always together in all kinds of weather. And I'm just wondering, Bush is so screwed up, you know, in addition to being a moron and an asshole and a war criminal, I think he's also a queer. I think when him and Rose get on board Air Force One, they hold each other's hands. Oh, darling. And, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed your trip across our darkening American terrain. That it's certainly getting scary out there. But I'm just wondering, these Secret Service guys, I mean, I'm just wondering, why would they be willing to put their lives on the line for a draft-dodging, alcoholic, pill-popping faggot like George W. Bush? I mean, these Secret Service guys... No, they're top of the line type people. Why would they want to put their lives on the line for a creep like George W. Bush? It doesn't seem, it just doesn't seem right, does it? Remember the Praetorian Guard? Thanks for your time. Bye.
Just love to hear Jerry the Jew get tortured. Can we give Psycho Billy a little
pleasure
here?
Wait a minute. Let me unlock the door on the cell here so you can get right in there.
All right.
Here you go.
Captain, are you happy now?
Yeah.
Captain!
Jubal was telling us that in one of these towns called Ravenhurst, there was a rally where it was blacks versus whites.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the magazine started showing up. You heard about this, didn't you, Master?
Well, yeah, I did, yeah. But, you know, I went across country and back, and my brain got wiped out by the heat, so I haven't been up to par.
Well, it was basically saying whites are refusing to take any, to tolerate any nigger conduct. And guess what happened to the nigs?
What's that?
Well, they all went Mashugana.
Mashugana?
A nice Jewish phrase for these niggers.
There was something like that happened up in the Northeast, too, recently. Oh, yeah, the Mexican raped a 9-year-old girl, and they burned his house down.
Well, good.
Yeah. Now
about fucking
time. Hey, good news. We got him. I love that good news.
Well, there's some more good news. There's another guy called Longren, okay? And Longren is really pissed off at Brad Pitt because Longren has determined, and I believe this is true because I didn't think of this before, I'm acquainted with John Voight. John Voight is Jewish. Angelina Jolie is
yeah.
a Jewish chick.
Yeah.
Got those big lips and shit. Brad Pitt's now going all over the world with her. He's house hunting now today, even as we speak, so that he can support her and her two young kids.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
And what kind of nut is he?
Well, he's a nut that his agent tells him what to do. And this, if you do this, they'll love you. If you do this, you'll get a contract. And he gets bigger contracts for doing that shit.
Yeah, he certainly does.
Look at Spielberg. He adopts a nigger kid and suddenly he's a wonderful guy. And you know how he started out, don't you?
Yeah, his mother was the mistress of, who was that Jew that was in charge of MCI? Lou Wasserman, the guy in charge of MCI. She was fucking Lou Wasserman and Spielberg. And he's only a couple of years older than Igor, folks, and so Igor kind of grew up with all of this. Spielberg was over there. He didn't even know what end of a camera to point at anybody. And he was over there at the age of 19, appointed a director of Universal Television by Lou Wasserman, and he didn't even know what a television looked like. And then he kept getting big deal after big, all the summer blockbusters because of Lou Wasserman having the relationship with his mother.
That's Hollywood.
That's Hollywood. Well, Master, you know what's really wild? There's this new website, AmericansForRice.com.
Oh, they want to eat more rice?
No, they want to elect Condoleezza Rice President of the United States. This is a big thing, folks, in the Republican Party. Master, what's going on with
that? Is the Republican Party going totally insane? I mean, at least they ought to get her teeth fixed before they start talking about it. I mean, we're looking for the missing link, and I think she may be it. I mean, this chick is nuts. I can tell by the way she talks. She may be educated.
Ooh.
She may be educated, but she's not smart.
No, well, she would have had a little bit of
work. In fact, where the hell is she? I haven't heard anything about her for a month.
Well, she's been holing up in Pakistan or something like that with the Pakis. You know, speak Pakistani, I won't Paki your fanny and all that stuff.
Well, look what they're going to do to us. They're going to give us a choice between buckwheat and Mrs. Clinton.
Right.
Hillary.
In fact, Dick Morris.
I think I'll vote for Jane Fonda.
That might be a better vote.
Give the best choice. At least she knows how to ride a gun.
Jane, Hillary can't, you know, because, you know.
She couldn't get up on that gun.
Well, when Bill Clinton calls Hillary, he says, you know, what does he do after sex? He calls Hillary and says, I'll be home in 20 minutes. You know, she.
You know what I think is amazing, and I've always found it amazing, you know, that the Vietnam vets, you know, they hate her so bad.
Yeah.
And they got every reason to hate her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that was, what, 35 years ago?
40 years ago.
40 years ago, and not one Vietnam vet has put her down. Now, I'm talking about guys who lost all their buddies, they hate her.
Yeah.
Here's a collective hatred of a million guys.
Something
and not
like
one had the balls to do the do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I think, you know, if I would have experienced what they experienced in Apocalypse Now and all that kind of stuff, or some of those other...
Well, I was over there, yeah.
Yeah, if I'd have experienced that, and she did that, I certainly think I would have taken a whack at her. But not one Vietnamese... I don't have much respect for veterans. Because they can be the bravest sons of bitches and crawl down rat holes and they can do all this shit overseas. The minute they get home, they're like pussies.
Well, Tom,
they hang out and talk at the VFW and American Legion.
Those guys.
Bullshitting about what they've
done.
Those
are old farts that haven't even, you know, they were like in the mechanical divisions,
yeah,
fixing the cars.
Either
shit.
That or they're up 10,000 feet in the air dropping bombs on some guy's house, you know. But anyhow, that's all. What do you think about that? I mean, what the hell's the matter with hard killer troops? And we know they're trained to kill.
Yeah.
And the country is full of the enemy. And they come home, and they just collapse.
Well, it's the problem. You're asking Igor now. The problem, I think, Tommy, is this. It's like what these guys like. Let me give you their names again. Peter Scott, Longren, Cooper 88, all of these guys that are talking, the Brits and the Danes saying, hey, listen, the only problem was it wasn't hard enough. There wasn't enough action.
Well,
out there.
Yeah, they,
you know,
that, but
and,
I hear that.
Stone Whites, and these people say there's a guy,
that's
Triple
good.
X,
that's good.
That wrote you and I a co-email,
yeah,
and Triple X. I guess he's now 4X, you know, like
4X.
What I had when I was in high school, I used 4X.
Yeah, right.
When I couldn't get any Trojans or Spartans or the sheep.
Well, you're that younger generation that used rubbers. I never did in my life.
Yeah, well, and you've got a big family.
Well, I know one time I did.
Yeah.
I was playing around on the school ground when I was a little kid,
yeah,
about 5 or 6,
mm-hmm,
and I came home with a packet of prophylactics. And I thought they were balloons, and I was, and these were, hey, these that hadn't been opened.
Yeah,
I was trying
you
to blow one up like a balloon, boy.
Lucky you. Well, check this out. Guys,
my
like,
dad about laughed himself,
yeah,
sick on that one.
Check this out. Guys like 4X are,
yeah,
making a very good point. He says, hey, listen, as terrible as this sounds, you know, because, you know, I love white people, he says, and I wouldn't want anyone in the world to be harmed. Maybe more of them have to go through
of
a lot
course
of nonsense and hard times
of
until
course
they wake up because they're dumb whites.
Of course.
Just like you're Tommy
course
telling them they
of
are.
Of course they do. That's the only way they learn is they have to feel.
Well, your grandma said that, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she did. If you don't listen, you'll have to feel. And these people, unless you start taking everything they've got and brutalizing them, and even then, a lot of them won't rise up. There's only then a certain percentage of any population that ever have the balls to rise up. I mean, it's pretty easy to keep millions of people in total servitude.
Yes, it is.
Why do you think so many guys want to be dictators and so forth?
Because it's easy.
It works.
Yeah.
A few guys, a few guns, pull out a few fingernails, and they'll follow you anywhere.
Sure. No, I agree.
If you vote about it, and you'll get, want to get a politician, bullshit, they don't follow anybody. But a little bit of dictatorship, and you can clean anything up immediately. Or you can make it dirtier, too. You know?
No, you'd be a great dictator, but back to politics.
I know, I'd be a lovely dictator. In fact,
I'm
thinking
of a sign. Tom Metzger for dictator.
Yeah, well, I said that. Everyone was talking to me about, are you going to run for office? I said, no, I'm going to run for dictator. That's the only thing that makes any sense.
Well, Dick Morris, Tommy, has got this new book. You know, and remember, listeners out there, he's the guy that was advising Bill Clinton about Monica Lewinsky, and he said, and he and Clinton have both said this, Dick Morris advised me to just lie.
Well, he's the guy that jumped on that broad's back and was biting her all over, too.
The hook, yeah, he did.
Can you imagine? Can you? What the hell's wrong with these guys? What kind of sex are they into? The gal had pictures. She was bitten all over her back and her backside.
I know.
Jesus.
Well, if I had some beautiful
put these guys in with a bunch of monkeys in a zoo and have sex.
Practically, but he's got a new book out called Condi versus Hillary, The Next Great Presidential Race.
Good.
Apparently, Tommy, I'm setting this up for you and the listeners.
I'm sure you
Uncle
are.
Uncle Tom Colin Powell has been too damaged by Bush. And
yeah, where the hell did that nigga go?
Well, remember when he went to the UN and he said there are no weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah, he
so
was,
there are weapons of mass destruction.
He was the only guy in the cabinet that felt sort of bad at what's going on. I think that nigger was more honest than the rest of them.
Well, they made him lie, and so the Republicans who originally wanted him are now going to Condi Rice. Now, what is a showdown between Condi and Hillary all about?
God, I mean,
a rug muncher versus a buckwheat.
Yeah, I'm just not even. Of course, I don't even go down and vote because I wouldn't go within 10 miles of a voting booth to vote for any of those kind of people. I mean, it would be obscene to vote for those people.
Well, I voted for Bush because I felt it would hasten the unraveling of things here in this country.
Well, I got high,
only for that reason.
Well, okay. I got high hopes from my boy. The Right Reverend Al Sharpton may come out of the wings. They may draft Al Sharpton.
The Republican?
There's a man I can work for.
Well, yeah.
Well, whatever part. He can run on the Nigger Party. And
no, Al is a
and
top
run on the Friends of Nigger Party.
Right. No, Al is cool. As a matter of fact, we could have purple Cadillacs. We could have white mink coats. And
yeah, I could
boots.
Be. Well, I'd make a good vice president.
You would, and I could even wear it during inauguration. I could wear those Elton John platform shoes that have the clear heels and goldfish swimming in them.
Oh, the goldfish ones, yeah.
Yeah, I could do
cool,
that.
Man. You know,
that would look great at the inaugural ball.
Oh, there's a website where you can go and see all this nigger fashion. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, and I went up.
God damn, where is it?
I forget what it is now, but somebody, I went up there.
Black fashion.
You can't believe how they
black pimp fashion.
How they dress.
No, I do.
I saw one where they're going to some awards deal. This broad had her tits hanging totally out, and she was fat. And I mean,
like a monkey.
Whoa.
Oh,
man.
God.
Yeah. So anyhow, Jerry, shut up.
It's broken. Are you happy now?
I know, yeah.
You
okay,
cake.
Yeah, well, is the skinhead still around here? Those skinheads are still here.
Hey, they're my kind of guys. I could use a cold one.
Well, I don't know about that woo-woo-woo-woo stuff. I think the one is goosing the other one.
Yeah, and you know what Darth Vader says about that.
Well, yeah, it is impressive. Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah.
Hate crime hoaxes, Master. I'm just going to toss this out to you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
We've all heard of Jews painting swastikas. Well, there was a guy in Jersey City, New Jersey, okay?
Yeah.
He went to a synagogue. This was like one of the Jews. He looked like the Wyatt Man type of Jew in the cartoon book.
Right.
Big nose, blubbery lips, kind of a, you know, rabbinical Steven Spielberg beard and all that shit.
Real Semite.
He painted swastikas and kikes and all of that like stuff on the outside of the synagogue. And he did it twice. Now, they caught him. Now, the first time he did it, they didn't catch him. And guess who they blamed?
A nigger. No. Skinhead.
You! They blamed white racists.
Yeah.
But then, while all the Jews in town were getting all excited about it, he went out there and he did it again and they caught him. You know what he said? What did
he say?
He was a disgruntled employee and he was pissed off that they fired him.
Now, I want to tell you something. Anybody that says that about me is insulting me. I would not waste one scintilla of good paint on a synagogue. If you think that I would go down there and waste paint on a synagogue, everybody knows about it anyhow, and then they collect on the insurance and everything else. You know where the synagogues really are?
Where?
The big banks. So if you want to paint up, you go out and paint up a bank. That's where the Jew money's at.
You're making a very good point.
Not in the synagogue.
Tommy, here's another one. Now, remember we were talking about shine names? It's always like Junior the Third and Jamal Jackson Jefferson Jones.
Yeah,
okay.
Charlene.
Okay, right. This is a northeastern town, small town.
Yep.
The mayor of the town is one Michelle Quackenbush Jr.
Well,
she's a woman, and she's named Junior. Now,
she ain't going to be mayor much longer because the wetbacks are pouring in her like mad. The next mayor is going to be Alphonse, some Mexican name.
Well, check this. She's the mayor, and her cohort, one councilman, Aloysius Jones, okay?
Uh-oh.
This was right before an election. Like, down here in San Diego, we just had an election last week, and da-da-da-da, city election.
Yeah.
They had a city election, and right before the election, it looked like she was going to have a hard time, just as you were saying, getting back into office.
Yeah.
So there was this billboard outside of the town, and there were sayings painted on it, like, niggers suck, fuck niggs, hang them high. And someone had got a mannequin, like,
those
in-the-store white mannequins.
Yeah.
Spray painted it black and hung it outside on the sign.
On the billboard.
On the billboard. Now,
that's original.
This happened twice, okay?
Yeah.
The first time, oh God,
guess who the mayor was blaming?
George Bush?
White racists.
White racists?
Yeah.
I can't understand why they would do that.
Now, she said that the slogans on this proved that white people are against her getting reelected just because she's black.
Of course.
Well,
it's a big shock.
They did it a second time. This happened twice. And the hate crimes, all of this, you know, the whole town was in an uproar.
Well, the second time, was it actually her hanging from the billboard?
The second time, check this out. A couple of blocks away, listeners, in a dumpster, they found a black spray paint can.
Uh-oh.
With guess whose fingerprints on it?
Oh, they were planted. Everybody knows how people try to set up
Michelle Quackenbush Jr.
No, she couldn't have done that. She belongs to the Holy Trinity Black Church, Episcopal African Church.
Check this out.
She sings in the choir.
Check this out. Somebody had the brains to dust the mannequin for prints. And guess what? They found one print on the mannequin of guess who?
Oh, Charlene.
No, Aloysius
Jones. Oh, that's
Jones,
right. Aloysius.
Her cohort, the council.
Oh, I see.
Now, if you did this, Tommy, how many years in jail the electric chair would you get?
Yeah, 99 years in the electric chair. That's what
right.
I'd get. Yeah.
Now, the district attorney is declining to prosecute in this case because
her great-grandfather was a slave.
They're both playing the race card, and they're not being charged, and he does not want the people to be against her and Aloysius just because they're black.
Oh, I see.
Now,
even though they're criminals.
What about these hoaxes? I mean, why do people do this and nothing happens to
them? Oh, I know. There's that fellow in Kansas City. He's got a big book full of them because everybody used to send him all the hate crime hoaxes. It's
really?
Happening all the time. There's a big book you can buy. I'm trying to remember his name, but anyhow, he compiled all that stuff, and it's rampant.
It seems like anybody that's committing a hate crime is either a Jew or a black.
About one, maybe two out of five are hoaxes. And, you know, they burn down each other's house.
They burn
down churches for the insurance down south. And then blame it on us poor white
supremacists. What about that guy that was the African-American studies professor at some Midwest college, and he deliberately sent cards out to all of the other black teachers in the faculty saying, I'm going to get you, nigger. That's it. You know, it's Mr. KKK.
Yeah, they like
nothing happened to that guy.
Well, you see, they like what we do and what they think we do, and they want to get in on the act, too, because... You know, if you were a nigger, wouldn't you hate niggers?
Isn't there a joke like that?
If you had to
tell that one again about the little kid?
Well, you mean the one, now I forget.
The kid asked his dad to paint him white.
Oh, you tell it, I forget.
Okay. Okay, folks, this little kid, he's 8 years old, five, six, seven, 8 years old. He's a nigger. He's out playing with his friends and he says, okay, paint me white. So his buddy spray paints him white. He goes into his house. His mom goes, Sonny, you was disgusting. I'm going to kick the old motherfucking ass. And she starts pounding him and beating him. Ah! He runs out of the room. He bumps into his dad. And his dad goes, motherfucker, I'm going to rip off your head and shit down your neck. And the kid runs out of the house and he's running down the street and he goes, son of a bitch. I've been white only for about 5 minutes. I already hate them damn niggas.
Wow, man. I'll tell you, that's a one. I hear these jokes, but I keep forgetting the punchline.
Ah, but you've got the best way of telling a joke. I mean, you've got a great delivery.
Yeah.
Mustaches and sunglasses time.
You're not going to sing.
Mustaches and sunglasses. Okay, folks. Okay. Before we get deeply into this, one of the emails I did not read to you. Remember last week we had an email saying, Igor, we hate your ass. We're coming for you, boy. Signed a thousand cops.
Yeah.
Got another one.
Yeah.
This one says, Igor, remember, we're waiting for you to make just one simple mistake. And it's signed 1,001 cops.
Wow. Now, so they're after you, Igor.
I want to hound these guys
And I want our listeners to be hounding them, because I want to see how long it's going to take to get them up to 1,100 copies.
Well, right away, remember, as soon as you get the show done, you got to revert to your regular state, because there ain't no cops going to be able to handle you as Igor. I mean, because I've seen you swing that log chain, man, and take out some cops, so especially when you get drunk.
Oh, you mean on Michael Jackson's Jesus Juice?
That's right. And so they better watch it. You know, they may be going to get a tornado out of this deal.
Well, here's about how cowardly cops are, Tommy. Folks, this just came in 2 days ago up in Los Angeles. Six cops fired 40 shots into a guy in his own house for acting strangely. Here's what happened. Nosy neighbor calls up the cops and goes, "Hey, there's this guy over there. He's watching TV and he's exercising with a dumbbell."
Yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah.
So three black and white units pull up over at his house. They come to the door. They start an altercation with this guy. One of the cops apparently takes a shot at him or a swing at him or something. The guy in his own home reaches down and he's like, wearing swimming trunks and exercising.
Probably for a beer.
Something like that. Reaches down for the dumbbell, and he's getting ready to throw it at the cops. Six cops unload 40 shots into him right then and there. And the picture of the cops in the newspaper, they all had mustaches and mirrored sunglasses. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, and probably half of them were Mexican now, because most of the cops, they love those mirrored glasses, those Mexican Fu Manchu mustaches.
Yeah, but why? Well, I guess they'd do a Mexican because he would get a white guy and shoot him, and that would be okay, right?
But I got a counterpoint to this story.
Okay, what is it?
Over in England, seven white cops almost beat to death a raghead. They were off duty.
Well, that's nice. Tell me about that.
They're all upset. Well, that's about it. They're all upset with that stuff, and because I get reports from England all the time.
Well,
and the UK, they send me stuff from the news, and so I put it out on the update, and if you don't get email us at warmetzger@aol.com and ask to be subscribed to our update, which I put out every couple of days when I'm in town, you're missing out on the news, because I put all kinds of good news.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's good news,
yeah.
You know, and
why can't we have cops like that here?
You know what I can't understand is on the internet, these conservative right-wingers, they send out bad news all the time. What they're doing to us, and isn't it horrible, isn't it terrible, and what are they going to do to us tomorrow, and all that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of good news. Seven off-duty white cops beat the shit out of a raghead. That's great news.
Yeah, in fact, when people stand up to any kind of bullshit, and I'm sure the nigger was giving him some bullshit, it is good news. Like, remember that guy Solzhenitsyn who wrote the Gulag Archipelago?
Yeah.
I read that book, Tommy, and he made a very good point. He was saying how the KGB officers would come to guys' doors at, like, 2 in the morning and snatch them away and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, hey, if the Russians, instead of just being dumb whites, would have had a good axe or a sledgehammer there by the door when the KGB came and cut off a head or two or bashed someone's brains in.
Sure.
If they all resisted the cops like this.
That's right.
In a very short period of time, it probably would have stopped.
Well, they are doing it now over there in Russia.
A lot
of they got militias and everything else over there, and they're kicking ass.
Well, why don't we have them here?
Because
are we dumb?
Russians have more balls than we do.
Yeah,
white Russians have much more balls than American white men. See, all this materialism has ruined the white male in this country, and it's mainly because they've got everything they want and they're afraid to lose it, even though they're up to their ass in debt.
Well, who wants to be disrespected the way the white man is in this country?
Oh, they don't care. As long as they have their, you know, three hots and a cot, they have their booze, they have their broad, they have the baseball game, and they can go to the boxing match, they go to the movie, and they can do fart around and not do anything for the race. You can do anything to them.
You can take their
women, man. You could drive. Most of these guys walking down the street with their wives, you could stop a car, throw their wives in the back seat, and disappear. and all they do is whine and call 911.
I'm thinking about getting a couple of dates that way myself.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it's a pretty effective way.
Say, listen.
And believe me, I think there's a lot of women that might like that. It's so exciting compared to this asshole who sits in front of a TV watching football all day.
Yeah.
Some carp. Maybe we could get something like that going where it's paid. They pay you to do this, to put some excitement in their life. Pull up in a big black...
A gangster type of
yeah,
car.
Yeah, pull up in a big black van with the hatch down over your face, white guys, and then pull this chick in there and take her out and then do whatever she wants to do. Don't force her to do anything. I'll bet she'd do something, man.
Well, you know, talking about doing something, and we were encouraging our viewers to do small but very symbolic acts of resistance. Do you know who's been listening to us?
No.
A nigger. And let me tell you what, this guy sent an email in. Okay?
Yeah?
And here's was his email. Folks, you're not going to believe this. This nigger goes, hey, I worked in a Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
And every time, I got this idea from you, Igor. Every time now a despised white person comes in and I got to fix his dude, give an oil change.
Yeah.
What this nigger does is he'll, like, put in an old oil filter that's gummy that's been used from someone else. Going to cause damage to the car ultimately because it's all fucked up and the person thinks they've got a fresh oil thing in there.
Yeah.
He charges them full. He also goes on to say that, yeah, when I was doing things like changing their tires, I wouldn't turn in the lug nuts all of the way.
Yeah.
So the wheel falls off and they get injured. Now, this is a nigger that listened to this show and got this idea. He also likes to go out and impregnate as many white chicks as possible. Because
I do too.
He wants to be like Tom Metzger. Well, it's with these guys. Yeah. At least he's listening. He's got guts.
Now, I got another point here I got to make.
Okay.
I came up with this to the final solution to the Mexican problem in California.
Oh, really?
We'll start as a prototype,
okay? Yeah.
So, everybody's getting pissed off. They want to get out of the state, go someplace where not so many Mexicans. Okay.
Yeah, I know one guy in particular.
Here's what you do. You sell the house to a Mexican, right? You get the money in the cash, you send it to a bank in some other state.
Well,
cancel the insurance on the house, and then the night before you leave the state, somebody torches the house. This is called the scorched earth policy.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, it could be done. And
sure it could. You know how many Jews do that in the insurance business?
Yeah, well,
it's called Jewish lightning.
Well, once it got started, they get the message that all of a sudden there'd be houses burning down all over the state of California, and there's not a hell of a lot they could do about it because they would have to pack the jails full of people. And, you know, so anyhow, it's called scorched earth. I don't think we should leave California to the Mexicans.
No.
I think that at least we should scorch the earth.
Yeah, because it would look like Mexico then.
Get all the white people out of Southern California and then drop the match. Let her go. You want this land? You want this land that we improved and we built these buildings and we built the highways and all that? Okay. You're going to get it, but it ain't going to have this improvement. It's going to be like before when there was nothing here.
Well, that's got hair. Like some of these guys in other countries that are writing in and saying things. Talk about hairless wimp guys, okay? Now, check this out. Michael Bloomberg, the Jew mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Okay. He's instituted a new deal. Listeners,
right.
You are not going to believe this. Because of the London bombings and all of this stuff, he says, well, we're going to have cops now doing random strip searching of people who ride public transportation.
Boy, the homos don't like that.
And he says, we're advising people to look for people wearing bulky clothing in the wintertime, folks, New York, okay?
Bulky yeah, right. Clothing. Everybody goes around with a Mackinac on.
Right, okay. We're for bulky clothing, and they're just people. Now, I and Tommy and a couple of other people have listened to this and gone, hey man, this is a mustaches and sunglasses bullshit deal. They know that
start profiling, because the only guys that have been...
Thou shalt not profile.
The only guys that have done
the Lord Jesus Christ will condemn you and send you to hell if you profile.
You know that they know, the cops, and this is the mustaches and sunglasses where cops are cowards, they know that all of the bombers have been young male Muslims.
No shit.
Okay.
I thought they came from Sweden.
No, they're Arab Muslims. They look like Arabs.
Halli, halli.
And not only that, but before they start pulling the trigger and whatever they do, they all start praying to Allah, and they're all wearing perfume. Now, why would they be wearing perfume?
Yeah, right. This is all psycho babble, what they're doing.
No, that's true. The Arabs that do this, they halli halli, they hold their hands up so they want to be identified by their fingerprints. They don't want them blown off.
Yeah, okay, but the point is, this is all psycho babble because it's designed to drive you crazy. In other words, you got a problem, and you know who's causing the problem,
but
you can't identify the problem. Now, that is designed to cause you to have a mental breakdown. Because the people just get so screwed up and mixed up, they don't know what to do.
Well, what I'd start doing is grabbing all the rags.
Well, immediately
searching them.
Well, grabbing them, deport them. You know, like get them out of the country. That's what the final solution's got to be.
But Bloomberg says, now listen, and these are his words.
Well,
these are his exact words.
Ass.
In order not to be racists, we won't profile anyone. Yes, we'll be searching Girl Scouts and little old Jewish ladies, too. Now, how many little old Jewish retirees are going to be going around bombing Jews in New York?
He's going to lose the election because I want to tell you that a good share of the Jews are just as pissed off about the ragheads as anybody else. In fact, you hear them on the radio because they like to go after the ragheads.
Good.
Don't tell me the Jews are all for all these ragheads coming in.
No, they wouldn't.
The liberal Jews are, but there's a hell of a lot of the Jewish population.
Working Jews. There are Jews that don't make $20 million.
Right.
Home.
Get their asses out of here, you know. And so that, you know. So anyhow, if he's depending on the Jews to support him for mayor next time, with that kind of line, he's going to lose.
Well, it's so fucking
And then the
amazing.
Right Reverend, my Right Reverend friend, brother, he'll run.
It's amazing. You've been to New York.
Many times.
Me too. Many, many times. You go to the subways, if they randomly search, okay, they're searching a Girl Scout. A guy who's one of these young Muslim Arab Islamics goes in and he's starting to pray to Allah. He walks right by. There are so many fucking people that ride the subways. You have to profile.
Every pervert in New York now is going to rent a police uniform and go out and shake down little Girl Scouts. And then you're going to get little skinny pervert girls that'll dress up like a Girl Scout hoping they can get messed with. I mean, I'm telling you, New York's
God,
full
how
of...
How can I get in on this?
New York's full of perverts, so...
Oops!
So there you go. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Hey, we got some calls. Maybe we ought to take some of the calls before we run out of time.
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay, let's go to the calls. Well, here we got a call from Algonquin J. Calhoun, man. How about that?
New House of Islam's calling. New House of Islam's calling. This here be the Reverend Louis Farrakhan, and we got some New House Islam way out in Pluto and Mars now. Oh my, we got the 72 naked nigger virgins, we got the free whiskey and cigars from Cuba, we got it all here. Soon, we Islamists be selling all our oils to the Gookas of China. Cause you federals are working for the unitary takeover by the very same Gookas. You Hawkins. That's right, this is I'm trying to read. You Hawkins will get nothing, sucker. That's right. Except he says the Lord of Islam will be here to rescue you with our 72 We're open all the time in a hood near you. You just stop in with your Korans and get naked at the Nude House of Islam with all our virgins. This $1,000 donation to the Nude House of Islam will be seeing you soon, sucker. Unless you be the dirty Jew, and then the price is double.
Well, there you go. Algonquin J. Calhoun has given us the stuff. Was he saying I could have 72 virgins?
If you were the 25th caller.
If I was the 25th caller,
yeah.
I could. These are black virgins? I don't think there's 25 black virgins in the state of California.
I don't think so either, man.
I think the only thing virgin about this guy is his right ear, too. Come on, let's go. Anything else here? Let's get some more callers.
Yeah.
Here we go. Another caller from the heartland.
Thank the White Rose might have came from the Orion constellation. Do you know if there's any books out there? I know civilization pretty much exploded about 7 to 10,000 years ago, starting in Sumerian, Mesopotamian area. And that, there's bones and like the Kennewick Man that date back even further than that over here in America. I think there's DNA that states that the Caucasians could have been here 100,000 years. I don't understand if the white race was seeded from an alien race. I understand how civilization can explode, but why would it take 100,000 years when we know there's DNA evidence that the white race was here before those empires exploded? If you know any books out there, if you can kind of explain that, I'd appreciate it, because I'm somewhat kind of interested in that theory.
Well, I was looking all over for that book. It had to do with the pyramid alignments in Egypt, and of course there was a great documentary on it on the one of those channels, and I've been trying to get the video of it, but it has to do with the alignment of the pyramids as related to the constellation of Orion. And there's a lot of theories around on about it. When I find that book again, it's set on my nightstand for 6 months or a year, and then I must have just moved it. So,
or it could have been abducted.
It could have been abducted by a flying saucer gray man, I'll tell you what. Talking about a little bit off the wall there on Art Bell, sometimes they have some interesting things on there, and had to do with Adam's curse. And there's a book out about it that there is a chromosomal war going on within the females on the earth, and of course white ones too, and that war is for dominance over the males, and that is causing a birth of lower birth rate among for boys.
And wimpier guys. Yeah.
And also, the fellow said that they wrote the book that it could have something to do with the rise in male homosexuals. And they say, well, we're born this way, but the reason they're born this way, the guy theorized that maybe this is all coming from toxic problems and a bad, natural environment that's somehow changing evolution in the women. But it's not that they're necessarily cognizant of the fact that there's a war going on, but you see there's less and less male boys being born, but you see now they're bringing in all these young non-white boys from the third world, where they don't seem to be having as much trouble having boys. And guess what that means to the dwindling gene pool of white women in this country?
Yeah, within 100 years, probably the white race will be extinct.
Well, we're getting it from both sides. And unless we become absolute, barbaric, ruthless people, that's the way it's going to go down.
Well, I've always wanted a harem for myself of about 50 women.
We may have to...
impregnating them left and right.
Well, like David Lane said in his book, what the hell was the name of it? The whole theory, the thing, they were kidnapping white women and taking them up to their camp and...
KD Rebel,
yeah, and that you can have from us if you'd like for about $10, $15 for KD Rebel.
Tell them the premise of the book. This is a great premise.
Well, the premise of the book is that the non-whites have overrun most of the country, and the government, of course, is on their side,
Mexican cops all over the place.
Yeah, and a few, but there's a few white guys that are holding out, and they got military camps up in the mountains and so forth. But they need women to replenish their population.
Yeah.
So they send these patrols down into the city and even go into the strip clubs to find the most beautiful white girls, and then they kidnap them to take them back up to the camp.
Well, strip clubs are where you do find the most beautiful
girls. Yeah. So maybe that's an idea.
I'd go for that.
Well, that was Terrible Tommy back about 20 years ago, I believe, maybe more. And his friend John, otherwise known as Igor. I'll be back with you tomorrow, and we'll see if we can get some more hilarity onto the show. I don't know. I love this comedy stuff. But Dave Lane's KD Rebel was a good little book. It was a mini book, but it was something that may have to come to fruition. Bye-bye.